We can stand with we started to hear the most holy gospel taking from Saint Luke. At that time it came to pass when all the people were baptized, that Jesus also being baptized and praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape as a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. And Jesus himself was beginning about the age of 30 years, being, as it was supposed, the son of Joseph. My father and son, for your help. Dear friends, I'm very pleased to be here in the Passion. Especially today in the great Mass of St. Joseph, we dedicate to him Wednesdays. Very ancient habits of offering this day to him. This opportunity to speak about him on the context of the present crisis that we are living through. According to history, we know very well that one of the titles of St. Joseph is the Savior of the Savior, St. Joseph. He saved the life of the child Jesus twice. We know very well from the Gospels. When it was a decree of Herod to kill the children and Bethlehem area underneath 2 years old, that St. Joseph in dream received the commandment, the orders from the angel to escape at night to Egypt. He did like that, and also when he was coming back from Egypt 2-3 times later, also he received the message from the angel not to come back to Bethlehem, but rather go to Nazareth, because was alive those who still the one Herod was still alive, and the threat against the child was still on the possibilities. So Saint Joseph, at that moment, God wanted him to be the protector of our Lord Jesus Christ, and therefore protector of the church, the Catholic Church. And from thence forward, St. Joseph has been the saint to solve crisis. The saint chosen by God for the big, deep crisis against our Lord Jesus Christ and against the Catholic Church. Another example on history was the 14th century when the Catholic Church had the great threat, the great danger of having a great confusion because there were three popes. Of course, only one was legitimate. But there were three popes, and the great confusion, great harm for the church, and they didn't know how to solve the problem. Even we know that St. Catherine de Siena was supporting one pope, and St. Vincent Ferrer was supporting a different pope. Even among saints was a confusion. So it's a clue to see how really was very deep crisis in that moment in the Catholic Church. What happened? The Catholic Church decided to summon a council to try to solve the problem. And during the council, a very holy man, his name is Gerson, he's a great devotee of St. Joseph. He wrote books about St. Joseph. Here is the inspiration of what the solution will be to fix this problem, this big deep crisis in the Catholic Church at that moment. And he raised up his voice and he said to the conciliar fathers, he said, what we have to do is to pray a novena to Saint Joseph, and he will help us to solve this problem. So in the midst of the conciliar meetings, they were praying the novena to Saint Joseph. And sure enough, before the end of the novena, one of the three popes renounced, and another one exiled himself far away in an island, and remained the legitimate pope. The one who was the pope that St. Catherine of Siena was supporting. Finally, he is the one who remained. And that was the way that God used to solve that huge problem, St. Joseph. And there are many saints who said that St. Joseph, before the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, St. Joseph is going to be again the instrument to bring the Catholic Church at the feet of the Blessed Virgin Mary and our Lord Jesus Christ. Because remember, St. Joseph received the grace of protection from our Lord Jesus Christ and the Catholic Church. The Father. Fatherly protection. So there is a rule in theology which says when God grants a grace, that grace is without repentance on the part of God. So when God gives a grace on the part of God, that grace is intended to be forever. So someone like Saint Joseph, who was never unfaithful to God, who never committed a sin, not even an imperfection, Saint Joseph. So he was growing, as his name means, the growing. The one who grows up. Joseph means the one who grows up. Continue. So the grace of protection to the child Jesus, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the protection to the Catholic Church was having growing as the centuries passed by. So it cannot be different on this moment of the crisis. It will not be different. So Saint Joseph must enter fully in the focus of our devotions in this moment. Okay, remember that he is the door to the Most Holy Family. For example, the three Magi, when they came from far away from the Orient to visit the child Jesus, when they arrived to Bethlehem, they would have to knock at the door of the house. And the one who allowed them and gave permission for them to visit Mary and the child Jesus was Saint Joseph. There was no other way to do it. So the same, the door to the perfect devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, the keys to the Immaculate Heart of Mary is Saint Joseph. So the way to the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary is Saint Joseph. There's no other way. Because remember, God works in a perfect manner. The way he has been working in the Holy Family, in the Catholic Church, he will keep working like that until the end of the world. So Saint Joseph is an extremely important role for many reasons. First reason, Saint Joseph is the saint who was first consecrated completely himself to the Blessed Virgin Mary, body and soul, past, present, and future, dedicated to the service of the Blessed Virgin Mary full time, and never betrayed that mission, that consecration. He was ever faithful to that consecration through the vows of marriage, in the service and care, protection of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So now that we are preparing in the last battle of the Blessed Virgin Mary for her triumph, Saint Joseph is entering there. Is he invisible? Because it's in the nature of humility to be invisible. So Saint Joseph is a hidden saint, but the powerful saint is always there. We don't see it, but he's always there. I can give an example. The day of our baptism, grace passed to us, yes. Our Lord Jesus Christ, through the priest, give the grace of baptism by the hands of the Blessed Virgin Mary to the new child or the adult priest being born in grace to the Catholic Church. But Mary and Joseph have been working always together from the very beginning. Because the nature of matrimony in the spiritual sense, not the material sense, in the spiritual sense of matrimony is a spiritual friendship. The best friends of a matrimony, of a couple is among them. But that more friendship than towards anyone else while they are living on this world. So the greatest friendship and union between Mary and Joseph was increasing again from the very beginning. When they got married, that friendship, that union of souls, of hearts, of mind, was ever growing and growing and growing. So Mary and Joseph always do all things together. We don't see that part. That is implicit. This is why we don't pay too much attention to Saint Joseph, because we have Mary, always focus on Mary. But Saint Joseph is always there, implicitly. It's always there. So the use of our baptism, Mary and Joseph together gave us birth to grace. Yes. So Mary and Joseph are together really father and mother to us, really, both. Not only Mary's mother, but also Saint Joseph is our father. So it's a perfect circle of our supernatural formation. We need a mother in the spiritual supernatural world, which is Mary, and we need a father in the supernatural world, which is Saint Joseph, representing both together with Jesus, the Most Holy Trinity. So in this crisis now, focusing on the crisis, we must focus more on Saint Joseph for many reasons. First, to increase our devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. We just said that. Secondly, because we need a strong father to guide us and to protect us. Why? Because we have in a deep crisis of fatherhood. In this moment, everybody acknowledges it's a deep crisis in the fatherhood, starting by the Pope, bishops, priests, and even the fathers in the families. They are not doing, most of them, their duties. It's an anarchy, almost complete anarchy, in that sense. The authority of the fathers, there is no exercise. Is no exercise that they should do it. So where are we going to find that emptiness of fatherhood? Saint Joseph. It was so important to fill up that empty place that we fathers are not doing it, our job, to have a strong devotion to Saint Joseph, and also to teach that strong devotion to Saint Joseph to our children, spiritual children or physical children, whatever your responsibilities are. Because we need a strong, manly, fortitude, fighting spirit like St. Joseph and the Cristeros and and the battles to face this battle that we are undergoing. So he's going to prepare the trench of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. God, our Lord, is going to do it through Saint Joseph. No doubt. Even if he's invisible, even if nobody speaks about that, Saint Joseph is the way to do it. He's the door. So he's the father. He is the husband to Mary. He's the patron of the Catholic Church. He is the one to whom pay obedience Jesus and Mary, completely obedience. In such a way that Mary and Joseph, they don't wait for Saint Joseph to ask for something. As soon as Mary and, Jesus and Mary, they see that Joseph wants something, they immediately do it. As soon as Saint Joseph wish something, they do it. This is the virtue of obedience. To perform the order, the commandments of your superiors, your father. As soon as he has a wish, a desire, you don't wait for a commandment and an order. You don't wait for a word for coming out from him. You start moving to fulfill his wishes and his desires. That is the power of Saint Joseph. That is the third point. He's all powerful because he's still in heaven. Mary and Jesus, pay obedience to Saint Joseph's desires. That never disappeared, neither on earth. And Saint Thomas Aquinas said that our missions on earth were perfected and completed in heaven. So if Jesus and Mary were paying obedience to Saint Joseph on earth, in heaven they do it more. That will never end. There's a great secret. How to be powerful with Mary, with Jesus and Mary, is to have a strong devotion to Saint Joseph. This is the secret. The most humble of the humble. The most humble is the means we use to go to God. The most perfect are those means. So the hidden one, the powerful one, the one who is never appearing on the stage is Saint Joseph. He's the powerful one to bring us to Mary and Jesus. Something that the Protestants will not bear at all. It's totally the opposite that the Protestants say. The Protestants say, we go straight to Jesus because he's God, he's Almighty God, and we go directly to him. We don't need Mary and saints. Whoever does that, they receive nothing from God. Why? Because there's no humility. There is no the hierarchy of order God placed, put them into place to go to him through the saints, through Mary. This is why the gospel says God gives his grace to the humble and refuses to give grace to the proud. So a Protestant receives nothing when he has the mentality of going straight to Jesus, straight to God. Nothing. So the most humble is the means that we use, the most perfect are the means. The more powerful are the way we are going to God. So Saint Joseph and Mary together. So it's a moment to take out Saint Joseph from his hidden place, to put him into the center of our devotion, our life, and to put it in his hands through our consecration, this battle. To consecrate to him our families, our country, our house, our businesses, whatever we have, put it to his hands. This is why in the epistle and in the history we said, the Saint Joseph, the patriarch of Egypt, he was a figure of Saint Joseph. And the Pharaoh in Egypt, he said, do whatever Joseph tells you to do. Eat there, Joseph. Go to Joseph, and he's going to give you what you need. He's going to provide. It's no different with Saint Joseph. So now that the Blessed Virgin Mary needs protection, now that she needs being consoled, now that the Blessed Virgin Mary needs to be repaired, we need Saint Joseph because he can do it perfectly. The only one who can be perfectly devoted to the Blessed Virgin Mary is Saint Joseph. He's the only worthy husband to Mary. He's the only worthy, totally consecrated soul to Mary, to fulfill her will, to protect her, to console her, and to repair her immaculate heart. Well, the answer in this moment is Saint Joseph, to prepare, to pave the way, to strengthen the immaculate heart of Mary. So let's have this grace. And if you are not consecrated to Saint Joseph, try to do your consecration to Saint Joseph as soon as you can. Because he is the leader, he is the one who is going to do it in us, through us, with us, for Mary, with Mary, and to Mary. Father and Son.